But you can see I've added the photo that I use in some of my social media profiles of this little cartoon avatar. And at first I said, give the person in the photo a purple hat. And we actually ran into an error that we saw, or that I saw a couple times in testing out this tool, this feature, and that I wouldn't be surprised if we saw when we demo this again for you in a second here. But when I went ahead and entered the next part of the prompt, which was change the color of the wall in the attached image to a bright orange, you can see the output, which looks amazing, actually included both of the requests. So our avatar now has a purple hat and the color of the wall has changed to a bright orange. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back and turning around a middle-of-the-night episode for you today because I could not wait to record and show you guys this new amazing feature that has been added to the latest Gemini 2.0 Flash experimental model. And I really believe that this is the next phase and the next best AI generation and editing feature or tool that is going to be available and that is going to make its way into the AI image generation space. It accomplishes something that all of the other tools so far have not been able to do and is extremely useful from a user practicality standpoint. And this is the ability to not only generate an image, of course, but then to edit that image directly without creating a new generation. So you're going to be able to edit elements within that image without creating a new generation, which is a huge deal for consistency in your characters and in your settings, in the images that you are generating, and therefore a huge deal for anybody using these image generation tools, especially for marketing purposes, which is of course what we're all about here on the AI Marketing Navigator. And the marketing use cases here are numerous, especially when it comes to things like e-commerce, so product variations and clothing variations. And I'll kind of give you a good idea of what that would look like in our demo later on in this episode, but also for advertising creatives and assets as well. Generating multiple variations of the same creative just became so much easier, or at least the capability is now available for it to become much, much easier. The one obstacle now being kind of the general availability of this feature. It's a feature that's right now only available via the Gemini API in the Google AI Studio, and it's in an experimental phase, so it has yet to be rolled out to, of course, the actual Gemini platform. And being that it is in the experimental phase, it can't be used for anything in production at this point, so we're not gonna see it integrated into any user-facing production platforms at this point in time, but we can test the feature and get a look at it in the Google AI Studio, and that's what we're going to do tonight. There are just a ton of examples of this feature floating around online. It is getting a ton of attention, and rightfully so, because again, I think that as simple as this feature seems at its face, it is that simplicity itself that makes it so impactful, because until this point, this feature has been unavailable in our workflows within these AI image generators. So let's cut to the chase and let's go ahead and demo this feature right now in the Google AI Studio. Okay, so here we are looking at the Google AI Studio. If you're not familiar, there is kind of a lot going on here as far as creating an API key. It is very developer focused. We're not going to do a deep dive into the studio right now. Maybe we will do that on a future episode. Again, very developer focused, and we're going to keep things very marketer focused in this episode today. Just going to show you how to use the studio here to test out this new native image output, native image generation and editing in the Gemini 2.0 Flash experimental model. And that's the first thing I'm going to draw your attention to here. Over on the right-hand side of the screen, you can see the model that you are selecting and running with your prompt here that we're going to create or build in the studio. And to test this new capability and feature, you're going to need the Gemini 2.0 Flash experimental model selected and images and text for your output format. They have a little area to name your prompt up here. We're just going to call this the AI Marketing Navigator experiment. Okay, guys, jumping in here, and we had a little bit of a recording difficulty in that I forgot to hit resume on our record. So unfortunately, I skipped some of our generation steps here. I wanted to show you this final result that we got here, and then I'll kind of go back and take you step by step and show you what this looks like kind of in real time as the model makes these edits. But you can see I've added the photo that I use in some of my social media profiles of this little cartoon avatar. And at first I said, give the person in the photo a purple hat. And we actually ran into an error that we saw, or that I saw a couple times in testing out this tool, this feature, and that I wouldn't be surprised if we saw when we demo this again for you in a second here. But when I went ahead and entered the next part of the prompt, which was change the color of the wall in the attached image to a bright orange, you can see the output, which looks amazing, actually included both of the requests. So our avatar now has a purple hat, and the color of the wall has changed to a bright orange. So super impressive, while maintaining all of the other elements within our generation. So just super impressive. And again, something that seems simple, but is so, so impactful as far as being able to use these image generators practically. Okay, so I backed out and I want to show you this from the beginning, just to show you the process of actually editing this image using natural language right within this chat experience. So I've attached our image again and I've said, change the color of the t-shirt in the image to a yellow color. So again, as you saw, we do sometimes run into errors when we're using this. It is experimental, so that's something to keep in mind. The errors that we ran into previously were like safety errors, but also some errors that said that the model was busy or that we needed to wait a little while to generate our edits. So let's see what happens. And then the other thing that we saw when I unfortunately forgot to resume the recording was that there was actually some issues keeping the necklace in the image in our generations and in our edits. So that is the only element that I've seen that hasn't been maintained through some of these edits and generations. So let's see what happens when we do that. So here we're getting that model is not available right now. Please wait a minute and try again error. So let's go ahead and try one more time to run this. And then if that doesn't work, I'll back out and run it again in a new prompt. Let's see what happens here. Right here. Okay, same error. Let's back out and try a new prompt. We'll do this again. Let's try once more and see if we get our output this time. Okay, and here we have our generation, and as you can see, we no longer have the necklace in this image. So again, we're seeing that little quirk. Again, that's a pretty small thing to nitpick when you notice just how consistent the background of this image is. When you take into account how effective it was adding that purple hat, changing the color of the paint on the wall, all of these very specific details while being able to maintain the consistency of so many other elements in the generation. Okay, and then for one last test, since we lost our necklace from the original image, let's try and add a necklace using a prompt to our new image here. Stand by 1 second while I come up with this prompt. And I think this one is gonna be a bit of a challenge. So let's see just how capable this model is. I said, give the person in the image a large golden chain necklace with a giant diamond pendant that says AI. So let's see if it can knock out this challenge or if we run into some issues. And we right away ran into an issue. The model isn't available right now. Please wait a minute and try again. So let's try and prompt this one more time. And then again, we'll back out and start a new prompt if we have to. And I think probably with the traffic that this is receiving and the test nature of the experiment here, that's probably why we're running into these issues. So I'm not altogether surprised. And again, I think given the incredible potential of this technology, I think we'd be crazy to complain. Okay, let's try generating one more time in this chat thread. We're still getting our model isn't available. So I'm gonna back out and try once more. Stand by, everybody. And we had to try a couple times to get past our model isn't available right now error. But as you can see in this latest generation, it really did pretty much nail our request. We have a giant gold chain necklace with our AI diamond pendant on our avatar. And I really am just so impressed with these capabilities, guys. I saw a ton of amazing examples online too. One comes to mind right now, and I will definitely try and find the link to the X post in the show notes. But essentially what someone did, essentially what someone did is they fed a sprite sheet into the model here. And if you're not in like the game development or indie development space, a sprite sheet is kind of just a sheet of all these small images that make up the characters and elements in a video game, for instance. And basically what this user on X did is they inputted this sprite sheet of all of these elements, and they asked Google to make a map for a video game using all of those elements. And it did such an incredible job. And I think that's a really good example of what this feature is capable of. And I had to resist the urge to do an example just like that in our episode tonight. But I think we got some awesome outputs showing just how detailed our edits can be. And again, I'll definitely link to that example of the X post in the show notes because I think that is another good one. Okay, now again, this feature is only available in the Google Gemini API as well as the Google AI Studio. So it's gonna take some time to make its way, I'm sure, into the actual Gemini platform as well as the AI image generators and technologies that developers are building with the API and with the technology. But I really do believe that this is the next best feature that we are going to see added to these image generators. It is absolutely such an impactful use case and something that is such a huge barrier to using these image generators. Practically, you're no longer going to have to generate multiple generations. It is now so much easier to maintain a generation that you like and change very small details of it until you get it just the way you want it, which again is something that has not been possible to this point in time with these current tools that we have. So I think this is just huge news for any of you navigators out there who are using these image generation tools in any of your workflows. I cannot wait to see these capabilities make it into the mainstream platforms that we use. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.